Hey guys, my name is Sean Riley, and I'm your host of How Are You Helping? A podcast that explores what social activists, humanitarians, social entrepreneurs, founders of nonprofits and for-purpose organizations, those in helping professions, and even spiritual leaders all have in common. A generous spirit, a heart for the vulnerable, a kind and compassionate attitude, and a mindset driven by service. If you've heard a few episodes or you're just tuning in for the first time, I want to say thank you all so much for tuning back into a very special solo episode of How Are You Helping? If you followed us on social media or you subscribe to us, I just want to say thank you so much. I love the community that we've started, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. This time, I want to share a little bit about the founding of this podcast and some of the key lessons I've learned along the way. I thought it'd be a great idea to share about my life, five key lessons I've learned, and some of the events in my life that have informed my worldview and my way of looking at things. The podcast is an inquiry on how great altruistic leaders became the way they are today. Whether it be because of their upbringing or the lessons they've adopted along the way, topics I'll discuss on this show include their childhood, their values and principles, the inspirational people that have inspired them, and when they had their first aha moment. Perhaps they discovered service at a young age and stayed the course. Or maybe they stumbled upon purpose after a major life transition. We'll dive deep into the professional work they're doing, whether it be in the business world, the entrepreneurial world, or even causes that they've pioneered. Whatever it was, there's something extremely extraordinary about these people, which I'd like to uncover for you all. In this podcast, I attempt to explore their nature while introducing to you some of the most pressing issues we face as a society. I'll examine the way that these leaders are helping find solutions to them and dive into a little bit about their work as they make a real difference in the lives of others, animals, and the natural world we live in. I can't wait for you to hear this episode. Before we begin, I just wanted to mention that I live in Los Angeles, and as I began working on this podcast, news broke out that fires were blazing on in Northern and Southern California. So I want to first send out my personal thank you to the firefighters who have been working tirelessly to contain them. The other day I was reflecting on their bravery, and it got me thinking about some of the themes that this podcast represents. You might be wondering who I am and why I started this podcast. Today, I'll attempt to tell you the salient parts of my story. I'll break down five great pieces of advice I've received and some of my favorite quotes and inspiration. I'm recording this just a week after my 29th birthday, but I'll take you back to when I was 19, 22, 24, and 27 to describe the lessons that have most informed my life to be of service and ultimately what led me to the creation of this project. So why did I start How Are You Helping? Well, just a couple of years ago, there was a moment that something clicked, and I said, I've had enough of the negativity I've been hearing all over the news media and in public discourse. Instagram doesn't seem to be helping either with its superficial and trendy photos I keep seeing in my newsfeed. Public service used to be honorable, and social media used to be a place of friendship and connection. I took a nap at my parents' house in Portland, Oregon one evening while having family time and woke up in almost a sweat from the excitement of this idea. I thought of the name first, which I thought would become a photography project called How Are You Helping Others? I ran with this until a friend of mine who studied marketing suggested I renamed it How Are You Helping? That stuck because I knew at the end of the day, we needed to be helping more than just humans. We'd need to be inclusive, I thought. We would need to be helping animals and the environment as well if we wanted to create real and meaningful change. I was taking a personal development course, and someone in it suggested I did a podcast. And my first thought was honestly, sure, I wouldn't mind starting the podcast, but I'll have to find a host for the show. So I bought the mic and the equipment for the podcast, and it came time to do my first interview, which would be in Washington, D.C. for March for Our Lives, where my two ultramarathon running friends were running to raise awareness of gun violence prevention. That's when I realized I couldn't find anyone to be the host of the show in such a short amount of time, and it occurred to me that I have pretty good interview skills, a decent voice, and some public speaking experience, so I might give it a try. One thing led to another, and How Are You Helping was born. I believe the things we consume, whether we're talking about food or news media, becomes us in a profound and a lasting way. We take information, we process it, and a part of it holds space inside our minds and is reproduced in some way. So instead of regularly consuming things that are negative or bad for our souls, why don't we create the type of content that will consciously shift the message to highlight the leaders who are only being acknowledged in certain groups? Why not bring them all together in one place and share stories about them in the form of interviews so that we can be inspired to be more of service to humanity, open up infinite possibilities, and live lives that impact everything around us in a positive way? That's what How Are You Helping is intended to accomplish. Before I dive in and tell you a little bit about myself, I want to first be really clear about the fact that this podcast is not about me. Aside from the small overhead that will keep the show going, 100% of the proceeds of this show will go directly to a nonprofit or charity of our choosing. So just by listening to this podcast, you'll be benefiting some great organizations that align with our core principles. In addition, a community is being created on social media that intends to gather and plan out events to be making an impact together in our daily lives. We believe that community and accountability are the foundational elements that will make giving and service more meaningful. So please follow us on Instagram at howareyouhelping and feel free to contact us at howareyouhelping@gmail.com if you'd like to get involved in any capacity. Now, I'd like to share 5 key lessons I've learned that have served me on my journey. But first, here's a little background on me. My story begins with my family. My mom's parents were from Japan and China, and my dad's parents were from America. These people were really close to me, and they really played a big part in my childhood growing up. I went to a bilingual program at school where we spent 13 years studying Japanese. My journey towards serving others started over a decade ago. A moment I felt truly of service was when I was on a mission trip to Ensenada, Mexico with my youth group, where I helped to build a couple of houses for families, played soccer, and taught arts and crafts to kids. Something stuck with me about this experience that made my memory still feel fully alive, even when I was going through darker seasons years later. In college, I chose to study health management policy, business, and entrepreneurship. Since then, I've been working mostly in the healthcare field, handling quality improvement work alongside doctors and nurses. I've also done a health policy internship in a legislative office, worked and volunteered in the nonprofit sector in a children's arts education nonprofit, where I mentored kids from ages 5 to 14, and participated in many volunteer activities as well for the past 12 years. Sometimes I'll make contributions to various charities as well. Most likely, many of you listening have done the same thing or have similar stories. And the point of this is not to show off, not to shame or guilt trip anyone for not doing any of this, and it's not to compare what I've accomplished with any other person. Instead, I share this to emphasize the point of this podcast, which is that inspiration and breakthroughs happen through sharing. The first of the 5 top lessons I've learned in the past couple years is it's not about me. So this is not intended to be a biography, a life story, or an all-encompassing list of my own personal and professional accomplishments. Everything I share here is being shared with the intent to be of service to you. I want to be fully transparent and clear that I'm in this with you. It's not being of service or inspiring to anyone to keep our acts of service, kindness, and generosity a secret. I'm saying this to be a stand for what is possible for communities in need and to inspire those who are able to lend a helping hand. We have all met people who are self-righteous or have a holier-than-thou mindset about kind and charitable acts. We've all met someone who thinks that in order for it to be a truly selfless act, you can't tell anyone about it. But we all know that there are advantages to doing kind and generous things. Some of them I'll discuss later in this episode. So if we can accept the fact that there are benefits to selfless acts, then we should be free to talk about selflessness. Humility is a crucial component in this. I'm not encouraging you to boast about every time you've made an impact on someone or are generous to them. That's not what this podcast is about. But I believe that the more that people can be acknowledged for these good things that they are doing, the more encouragement they'll have to make a greater difference. So when I was in high school, I was doing great. I had good grades, I loved singing in choir, I loved performing. I started my own a cappella group with my friends, and I wrote for the newspaper, and I even had my own little film company, so I loved creative expression and storytelling. I loved being fully self-expressed and sharing my talents and gifts with the world. My second piece of advice is simple. wherever you are in your life, the most simple and powerful piece of advice I can give you is just two letters, D-O, do. If you love something, go after it unabashedly. If you want to make a difference, go make a difference. If you want to create something, start creating it. So many people want to get back into the thing that makes them come alive, but they have a ton of reasons or some excuses. Some of them are even legitimate of why they can't do the thing that they really want to do. In those moments, just try to carve out one extra hour a day to do the thing that your authentic self really wants to do. And this short and simple piece of advice will make all the difference. I'm blessed to have lived a pretty awesome life without any major health concerns. However, I want to take a second to talk about the time I encountered the most adversity, and that was when I turned 17 and the economy collapsed, which began the Great Recession. By the time I was 18, things in my life started to kind of fall apart, or at least that was the interpretation at the time of the events that took place. What happened was that my grandparents on my dad's side passed away, and my grandmother on my mom's side was also not well, so my mom flew to China to be with her. So the fact that my parents' parents were starting to pass away really made me start looking inward more. I looked in on how I could make a difference and what type of difference I wanted to make as an adult in this world. I started asking myself a lot of questions as I tried to navigate my first semester of college, asking myself things like, what will my legacy be? What do I want my biggest accomplishment to be? What do I really want to be when I grow up? And how can I make my biggest difference in the world? The type of questions that many college students often ask themselves. But when I was 19, when the recession was really at its lowest, and after two of my grandparents had passed away, I reached a point where I was almost clinically depressed. At the time, a lot of my relationships were really strained, and it felt like a really hard time for me. I remember feeling detached from everything without peace of mind or a sense of belonging. I continued to work hard as I worked at a couple of jobs and went to college. My third lesson is that when things don't go your way, don't panic. Be of service to the world and trust that your path will be revealed to you. While I was in a dark period, I remember seeing two quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that inspired me and really helped me out of that dark place. The first of these quotes is, "Not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is defined by service." I think it's just a really powerful message that anyone can apply in their own life. I love this quote because it really struck me that even if I never become a celebrity, an NBA star, an actor, a musician, you name it, whatever career that would give me so-called fame and notoriety, you know, I could still be great, because greatness is simply defined by being of service. That was a really important message that I took with me throughout college and into my adult life. And the second quote is, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Also by Martin Luther King Jr. Giving and serving generously are known to have a set of positive benefits. Zig Ziglar said, "You can have everything in life you want if you can help enough people get what they want." I believe there is truth to that, and I believe in the whole go-giver mentality as well. And in the Bible, in Acts 20:35, Jesus said, "It is more blessed or produces more joy to give than to receive." Research studies show that generosity can play a part in better mental health, longer lasting relationships, greater happiness, and reduced mortality. All right, so lesson number four is to take control of your own transformation. My life dramatically shifted about 2 years ago when I took the Landmark Forum, the Landmark Advanced Course, and then the 4.5-month-long Self-Expression and Leadership Program. These are personal and professional development programs that basically explore what it means to be human, redefine what's possible, and create a context from which you can live your life powerfully and then create any result you want for your life. I was introduced to the program by Mike Posner, a celebrity musician and a really nice guy. He said he believed in me and my transformation. I heard him say, "Your decision that you do not affect the world affects the world." I think what he meant by that is that basically in the advanced course, we discovered that there are various levels of self. When you look beyond the individual level self, There are various levels of self beyond that, including the family level, the community level, the organization level, the society level, and the world level. You realize in this program how you make an impact on each of these groups. Each of these groups creates a new way of being and acting, and how you choose to express yourself determines how you end up showing up for each of these groups. So that was a profoundly impactful lesson for me, and right when I finished the Landmark Advanced course is when I started this podcast. So in a way, this startup was a big step out of my comfort zone to access results that I never knew were possible. My fifth and final lesson is to let go of anything that is not authentic. To really live a purposeful, meaningful, and impactful life, you're going to want to make progress on the things and the issues that matter to you. Don't do it for a paycheck or a title or the opinions of others. I'm just going to end with this quote from Gregory Boyle, who is a minister in Los Angeles. He said, "Compassion is always, at its most authentic, about a shift from the cramped world of preoccupation into a more expansive place of fellowship, of true kinship." We have to be willing to let go of ourselves in order to find ourselves. Gandhi said, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." So just to recap, my five key lessons are: 1, it's not about me. 2, two letters, D-O, do. Lesson number 3, when things don't go your way, don't panic. Find a way to help someone else. 4, take control of your own transformation. And 5, let go of anything that you are preoccupied with that is not authentic. I hope that these lessons and this message inspires you today. So far, my journey with How Are You Helping has taken me to March for Our Lives, where I was able to interview Isaiah and Jeremiah Godby, two ultramarathon runners who ran from Parkland, Florida, where the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school shooting happened, to Washington, D.C. to join up with the protesters for the march. Then, I interviewed Ashley Daly here in Los Angeles, who created the organization Army of Harmony. Army of Harmony is a great organization where they take gunmetal and they melt it into musical instruments and they distribute it to schools in need across the country. The third person I interviewed here on the podcast was Rachel Rowland. She started Beloved Beauty, a charitable organization that helps transition survivors of sex trafficking into sustainable careers in the beauty industry. I definitely encourage you to check out these past episodes. Let's roll up our sleeves, stay inspired, and proceed boldly and powerfully into a world which needs us at our best. I encourage you to become your best and your highest self, and to get involved in helping to be a part of the solution to the issues that matter most to you. Let's remember that each of us matters, and each of us makes a big difference. We can be a contribution to others, we can inspire others, we can all be more generous, more compassionate, and more empathetic toward others, animals, and the world we live in. So, thank you. I'm grateful for you, the listener, for sticking around to the end of the show. I also want to say a quick thank you to those who have been leaving kind comments on Apple Podcasts. So please, leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, and hit the subscribe button. Our first one comes from Dana, who said, "How Are You Helping is so much needed. Thank you for creating a work that slows us down, and remember that we are human beings, not just human doings. This is so overdue, yet just in time. Keep it going. Much respect." Thank you, Dana. And thank you, Hunter, who said, "Nice interview and an excellent reminder that we can all take steps to make a difference and lend our lives to help others through community and selflessness. Motivated to go out and do something." That's awesome. Thank you both so much for leaving us a review. Also, if you'd like, please connect with us on Instagram. Our Instagram is @howareyouhelping, just spelled exactly how it sounds. So definitely, if you have some time, please check us out, and we are going to keep on producing content and deliver it to you soon. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening.